the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma faqbal 'udhri warham shiddata dharri wa fukkani min shiddi wathaqi.
Dear listeners, we have reached this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the believers, in this part of the divine supplication says, Allahumma faqbal 'udhri warham shiddata dhurri wa fukkani min shaddi wa thaqi. O Allah, so accept my excuse, have mercy upon the severity of my affliction, and release me from the stiffness of my fetters. In this part of the supplication, the loving, truthful, and deserving servant feels that the doors of Allah's mercy have opened for him, and he feels he is ready to hear his servant's prayer. So the servant states, فَقْبَلْ عُذْرِي, accept my excuse that was due to my ignorance. My shortcomings were due to my transgression and weakness against my soul. Now by your mercy, my youth of transgression has terminated. I have acquired knowledge. I have been released of my whims. I have become strong against the wrongdoings. I can control myself, and I will leave the committing of sins. I will escape from Satan. I will turn to your presence, and I will try to somehow compensate for my sinful past. The supplicant is now ready to turn toward Allah. I mean, his soul is ready and prepared for this kind of turning. Such a person has praised Allah, has thanked him, and has sought forgiveness. And now the supplicant is stating what kind of situation he is in regarding the punishments of hereafter. He continues, Ya Rabbi irham dha'fa badani, my Lord, have mercy upon the weakness of my body. وَرِقَّةَ جِلْدِي, have mercy on the thinness of my skin. وَدِقَّةَ عَذْمِي, have mercy on the frailty of my bones. يَمَنْ بَدَأَ خَلْقِي وَذِكْرِي وَتَرْبِيَتِي وَبِرِّي وَتَغْذِيَتِي, O you who raised in my creation, to the remembrance of me, to the nurture of me, and to the goodness toward me, and to nourishment of me. And again he says, Habni libtida'i karamik, bestow upon me for the sake of your having given rise to me with generosity, wasalifi birrika bi, and your previous goodness to me. We'll be back talking about this part of the Kumail supplication after a short break.
Accept my apology and have pity on my intense sufferings and set me free from my heavy fetters. My nourisher, have mercy on the weakness of my body, the delicacy of my skin, and the brittleness of my bones. O He who originated my creation and accorded me my individuality and ensured my upbringing and welfare and provided my sustenance, I beg you to restore your favors and blessings upon me as you did in the beginning of my life.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So this kind of servant is asking the Almighty Allah and saying, Allahumma faqbal udhri, Allah, accept my excuse. My Lord, he is saying somehow that my bad state is due to my pride, due to my greed, jealousy, and stinginess. And I have had other vices. If this state remains in his soul, it would turn into a sinister disease with no cure. So that's why he has to ask the Almighty Allah to have mercy on his bad state, so that his bad state would turn into the best state, which somehow envelops all the virtues. The servant is completely aware of the fact that by Almighty Allah's mercy, pride is replaced by humility, greed is replaced by contentment, jealousy will be replaced by emulation, stinginess will be replaced by generosity, and hypocrisy by sincerity. This true servant is aware that satanic chains are put into his mind. Satanic chains are put into his heart, soul, and organs. These are what are preventing him from worshipping, obeying, and doing positive deeds, and seeking the true path of Almighty Allah. Now, by his own mercy, this servant is weeping and beseeching to him. The servant is stretching out his hands to his power so that he may release him from all these chains of satanic desires, and this will bring him to the great world of freedom. If the Almighty Allah has no mercy on us in this world, not releasing us from the fetters of our carnal soul and moral vices, of course, we will be in fetters of punishment in the hereafter. And those fetters will imprison us, will take us into hell, and we will be among the disbelievers and wrongdoers. And this is what the Almighty Allah has mentioned in the Holy Quran. Inna a'tadna lil-kafirin salasila wa aghlalan wa sa'ira. We have prepared for the unbelievers chains and shackles and a burning fire. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.